Welcome back to Today with Marilyn and Sarah. We're so excited that you are joining us today. I want to encourage you to get out your phone, get out your Bible, and turn to Genesis 26. Today we're going to be looking at the story of Isaac. And we're looking at how he prospered during dark times. It's important that we understand that God honors obedience more than circumstance. What does that mean? Well, you may be looking at your life right now and you may be thinking, there's a dark time in my finances. There's a dark time in my family. There's a dark time in my health. But God doesn't wait for the perfect conditions to bless you. He looks for obedience. And when we read this story of Isaac, my grandmother's gonna give you a classic teaching from years ago about this portion in Genesis 26. Isaac didn't wait for the perfect conditions to sow. He was obedient. God takes your yes. He honors your obedience. And if you're maybe in that dark place and you're in that dark season and you need prayer, you feel alone, please call, go on the website. We want to pray with you that you would begin to feel God's presence and that you would know that you are not alone and that you would hear from God the certain next steps to do to help you walk in freedom. Now join us. This is a classic teaching that my grandmother did. Make sure you have your Bible, you have your phone, and follow along. And let's look at receiving harvest in the famine.
We can see Jesus in dark times. So you can look at the news, you can look at all the facts, and I'm not against that, but you also need to look at Jesus. Because when you see Jesus, he can make bad times good times. And there's the most beautiful example of this in Genesis 26. Now, when you look at this chapter, you look at a man named Isaac. And Isaac is the son of Abraham. He was the son of Abraham. And God speaks to him where he is to live. Now, I wouldn't have chosen this for a dark time to live with the Philistines, because the Philistines were ancient enemies of Israel. They really, really were hardcore against them. When we look at the news, there are a lot of things that are against us at this time. But I like this about Isaac. He obeyed what the Lord told him to do. He didn't try to reason away. He said, okay, you tell me to go to Gerar, the capital of the Philistines, I'll go. And if you go where God tells you to go, if you sow where God tells you to sow, you're going to prosper whatever the season. Now, in this season, there is a famine, and famines are dark times, and they're not unusual in the Bible. Abraham had a famine in his lifetime. Isaac had a famine in his lifetime. Joseph, if you read the Bible story about Joseph in Egypt and his family, it was a famine time. Elisha had famines that they dealt with. Job told us to laugh at famine. So I want you to say, ha ha. We can laugh at darkness when we see Jesus. But let's see what Isaac did. When he moved to Gerar, that was God's command to him, but he did a stupid thing. Do stupid things keep you from prospering? Don't answer. Anybody here ever did stupid things? And what he did is he told Rebecca, his beautiful wife, to tell the king she was his sister. Because he was afraid the king, Abimelech of the Philistines, would murder him to get his wife because she's so beautiful. So he lied to Abimelech. Now, you say, well, I've made some mistakes with my finances, but can God bring you through anyway? Is anyone here perfect? We're perfect in Jesus, right? And so the enemy a lot of times will say, well, you've made all these bad decisions, so you can't prosper. This was a bad decision, and God rescued him. Does God rescue us when we do stupid things? Well, we're looking to him. He went to Gerar like he was supposed to do. So Abimelech sees him, Isaac, you know, hugging his wife, loving his wife, and he says, wait a minute, that's not your sister. You don't do that to your sister. That's your wife, and you should have told me. You lied to me. You should have told me that. I could have brought her into my harem, and I could have brought terrible, terrible things happening on my nation, on the Philistines. So he made mistakes. So the number one thing I want you to see about yourself is you have made mistakes. You say, I don't have to think that, but put your hand on your heart anyway. Say, I have made mistakes. So he made a mistake in his famine time, but he's in the place where God wants him to be. And then something very unique that he did in the famine time. The Bible tells us that he sowed. Everybody say sow. And it's in verse 12. And he sowed in the land and reaped in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. So maybe he did some stupid things, but sowing in the land, sowing in God's situation, his circumstances, and what he tells us to do, brings a blessing. Now, you say, well, but you know, things are getting so dark, is it going to do anything? Do you know what? Sowing seed time and harvest time will never end. So people say, well, we're in end time, but we're still in what kind of time? Come on, tell me. Seed time and harvest time. So what do we need to do? We sow. Now, who would have thought he would have sowed 100-fold, reaped 100-fold in this time? Who would have thought that? But he did, and it even puts a time limit on it. It was a year.
See, what happened is God didn't remove the famine. He blessed Isaac in the middle of it. Just because you're in a season of darkness does not disqualify you from the blessings and the promises of God. If you need prayer for that encouragement, for that faith, please call or go on the website. We want to pray with you that even in the middle of your famine, that you would receive blessings from God. Let's jump right back in.
So he sowed. He's in a Philistine land, and he sows. And then something happens, and the next verse you need to read with me. So look at verse 13. I'm going to count to three, and you're going to read it with me. Okay, one, two, three. The man began to prosper and continued prospering until he became very prosperous. In what kind of a time? In a famine time, in a dark time. So God can bless you. He can bless you with 100-fold, and that's wonderful, but he continued to prosper. Is that right? He began. There are threefold prosperity. Everybody say began, continue, and prospered greatly. So there are levels of prosperity in dark times. So don't just be satisfied with one thing. Be satisfied with many. Keep your eyes on Jesus. You know, a young woman gave me her testimony, and she was telling me that she worked in one of our mountain towns in ski resorts, and the people she lived with were into drugs and immorality, and she's a Christian, and, you know, it was just really hard. So the Lord dealt with her to get out of this place, and she had no place to go, and in this timing, she lost her job. So you know what you could think, oh brother, I better not leave this place, at least I have a place to live for a while. But she obeyed God. And so she found a friend who said, well, I have a garage and it's heated, and if you bring a mattress, you can stay in my garage. So she moved into the garage with a mattress and just said, Lord, I'm going to be obedient to you. Now in this timing, a very wealthy family met her and they said, we need a nanny. And so she gets a job with a Christian family, well-to-do family. She begins to prosper. Everybody say begin. And then she decided also she would go to school and get a degree. And she continues to prosper. Because are there levels of prosperity in dark times? She continues to prosper. And then she met the most wonderful young man. I've met him. He's so good looking, it's pitiful. He's a Christian, and she married. And I mean, they are really prospering. But a dark time sleeping on a mattress in somebody's garage because you cannot compromise your life with the immorality and the drugs, that is awesome, isn't it? So here is Isaac. He's not compromising. He's in Gerar. He's made some mistakes. This girl made her mistakes. But he sows. He obeys. And God has a prosperity plan for him that won't stop.
Are you feeling weighed down by financial pressure or uncertain times? Do you wonder how to move forward when everything around you seems to be falling apart? You're not alone, and you don't have to face these challenges without hope. For your gift of any amount, we'll send you Marilyn's mini book, Harvest in the Famine, which includes four biblical foundations to help you discover God's miracles in the midst of crisis. For your gift of $29 or more, you'll also receive Marilyn's You Can Bounce Back book, Move Your Mountain CD, and our Soul Prosperity Scripture card. And for your gift of $90 or more, we'll add The Names of God Afghan, a beautiful throw woven with God's names, prayerfully created to surround you with warmth and faith. Don't just survive the dark times, prosper in the light. Call or click now to get this offer. Marilyn and Sarah have been covering the earth with the word on television for over 50 years. But television isn't the only way their ministry can be viewed. Today, with Marilyn and Sarah can be seen on platforms such as YouTube, Roku, Fire TV, as well as podcasts on iTunes and Google. It's easier than ever to be encouraged with God's work at home, work, or on the go. You can replay any program at any time. Tune in and be blessed.
Do you know how loved you are? The King of the universe loves you so much, and he wants to be in relationship with you. So if you've never prayed this prayer, I would invite you to pray with me. Father, I thank you right now that you are King of my heart. You are King of my life. Please come in and be in charge of my heart, be in charge of my soul, and show me how much you love me. Father, I give my heart, my mind, my choices to you, and I submit it to you. In your name we pray, amen. Welcome back to Today with Marilyn and Sarah. I'm so excited that you're joining us. Now, I did want to offer every single person watching a copy of our teaching notes for today. This is a free downloadable that you can get on our website, or you can scan the QR code. And this is our gift for you. It's absolutely free, and this will help you follow along with Mimi's teaching today and will help you to grow your faith. You can take notes, you can keep track. I highly encourage you to get today's teaching notes. I also want to make sure that every single person watching gets your copy of The Harvest in the Famine. This is my grandmother's book about receiving a harvest in your famine. As you're watching, maybe you very much relate to the story of Isaac. And I love how it's obedience that takes him to that place, but it's God's grace that carries him into his blessing. And when you receive this book for a gift of any amount, you will get the tools. It's four keys to receiving your miracle in the middle of economic crisis. I want to make sure that you get this book for a gift of any amount. Call or go on the website. Make sure you get the book in your hands, because really it helps you to understand that even in the middle of famine, even in the middle of chaos, God has blessings for you as a result of your obedience, but God's grace will take you from that place of obedience into amazing blessing, into breakthrough, into miraculous blessings every single day. And I believe that God has something special for you. So let's jump right back into my grandmother's teaching.
Now, let's follow what happens. So he continues to prosper, and he's doing so very well. But then something happened. He decided he would, you know, bring his prosperity into light. And of course, Abimelech is looking on, and all of the Philistines at his prosperity. Wow, he's a stranger and prospering like that. And they envy him. Now, folks, when you prosper, it doesn't make you popular with your relatives always, because they want a loan, right? Or they want you to give them something, or they are jealous of you. And so you say, well, you know, the problems that go with prosperity, but don't worry what people think. Keep your eyes on Jesus. And so they envied him, and this is what they said: move away from us. We don't want you here. It just makes a problem with us because you prosper so much, it makes our people jealous. Now, did he say, okay, that's a sign for me, I'm going to go back to the promised land? But he didn't move away. And this is the time when we begin to hit some problems and, you know, some crises things with people, then sometimes we compromise our stand. Well, this must be a sign from God that I'm to move back to the promised land. But he didn't. Don't compromise what God has told you to do. That is very key for you. Stay in what Jesus said to you, what the Word said to you. So he doesn't compromise, but he moves into another area. And so when he gets into that other area, he's still in Gerar, he's still in Philistine land, and he begins to do something else. His father, Abraham, the wonderful man of faith, the father of faith, had dug wells all along the way, and the Philistines, moving in on the territory, had filled the wells. That's really ugly. Everybody say ugly. And sometimes when we begin to prosper, I'm telling you, there are some things that come against us, and so he begins to dig wells. And so he wants to stay in the will of God, doing what God wants him, but these Philistines see the water come up. Oh man, they are really upset about it, so they come and take the well away, and they get the water. Isaac doesn't get the water. Now watch your attitude. Keep your eyes on Jesus, because at that time, you could say, well, look at it. You know, I'm just trying to do good things. This water really belongs to me anyway. My father dug the original well. But he didn't get into strife. The second thing I want to say to you, don't be bothered about what people think about your prosperity or if they envy you. Don't let people lead you. Keep your eyes on Jesus, right? But something else, he didn't get into strife. They even named this well Sitna because the Philistines came and grabbed it off. Now, when you begin to prosper, you continue prospering and you become very prosperous, let me tell you, the enemy will try to steal and devour. And you can get some bad news. So I'm going to tell you about a friend. At 28 years old, he was a millionaire. He made almost $1 million every year, 28 years old. God gave him a plan, he's a Christian, so on and so on. But when he began to prosper, he began to get foolish with the money. The high level of prosperity for a 28-year-old, and he began to make wrong decisions. Ugh. And he lost his whole company, is down the drain. He was so discouraged with himself, discouraged with the circumstances. And he was discouraged that he compromised. But folks, does God say you have to be perfect? Can God create a new beginning? And so some Christians really began to pray with him and said, you know, repent. Because look here, Isaac, you know, he lied. And yet he comes into 100-fold prosperity and 3 levels of prosperity. But he didn't get into strife. You know, I did it wrong. These people cheated me. And do you know, today he is a multimillionaire. And he's a young man. But he repented. He said, I know God wants to prosper me. I'm going to continue in prosperity. So can we repent if we act stupid? Yes. Does God forgive you, or does he write it on a list and say, oh, you did this? No, we are forgiven. It is forgotten with him. All the wrong things you did, he puts in the sea of forgetfulness.
Are you feeling weighed down by financial pressure or uncertain times? Do you wonder how to move forward when everything around you seems to be falling apart? You're not alone, and you don't have to face these challenges without hope. For your gift of any amount, we'll send you Marilyn's mini book, Harvest in the Famine, which includes 4 biblical foundations to help you discover God's miracles in the midst of crisis. For your gift of $29 or more, you'll also receive Marilyn's You Can Bounce Back book, Move Your Mountain CD, and our Soul Prosperity Scripture card. And for your gift of $90 or more, we'll add The Names of God Afghan, a beautiful throw woven with God's names, prayerfully created to surround you with warmth and faith. Don't just survive the dark times, prosper in the light. Call or click now to get this offer. Do you want to unlock the secrets of living in the miraculous? Join Marilyn Hickey in her exclusive class, Mentored by Marilyn. Several years ago, the Lord told Marilyn, don't be buried with your mantle, pass it on. Marilyn began to make a conscious effort to pass her mantle on to as many people as she could. At Mentored by Marilyn, you'll have access to a treasure trove of materials, download empowering resources, Watch insightful videos and listen to audio teachings on life-changing topics like Seeing Jesus in the Bible and the Mentored by Marilyn collection. Marilyn is extending her mantle to you. Through these anointed and timeless teachings, you'll be mentored in strategic areas that will elevate you to the next level of faith, victory, and fulfillment in your life. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to be mentored by Marilyn. Visit mentoredbymarilyn.org today and embark on a miraculous journey of transformation.
Welcome back. I'm so excited that we are getting towards the end of today's teaching, but stay tuned because there are certain specific teachings and points that you need to learn today. One of the big ones that Mimi is going to talk about in a second is the part of Genesis 26 where Isaac begins to dig more wells. See, people get envious of the fact that he's prospering in the middle of this famine, and so they start to fill the wells up with dirt. But does he stop? No, he doesn't. He pushes in, he pushes forward, and he continues to dig wells. He continues to be obedient, even when everyone around him is full of envy and jealousness. I want to encourage you, if you are prospering in the middle of a famine, maybe your family's going through a dark time, but you just received a financial blessing, there can be envy that pops up. People begin to get jealous and angry at you even for prospering. But God is still with you. Continue to lean into that obedience. Continue to receive the grace from God because he has better things for you and he wishes better on you and for you than sometimes even our own loved ones. You're not alone. If you feel alone in the middle of it, please call or go on the website. We want to pray with you that you would feel God's presence. Let's jump right back in to Genesis 26.
So then when you go to the next verse, well, they dig another well. And so here they dig it. And it's just very sad because the Philistines come again. They clean all the dirt out. They get the water again. Wow. So probably they thought, oh, the Philistines won't bother us this time. You know, we didn't get into strife on the other one. But the Philistines came and stole it again. So this could have been the time, enough is enough. But he kept his eyes on the Lord. The Philistines are not my source of prosperity. Who is your source of prosperity? Jesus is your source of prosperity. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Everybody say, keep your eyes on Jesus. So they dig this one. Oh, brother. And the Philistines come again. Because if you think you're not going to have some crisis and problems with prospering, you are. Because the devil doesn't want you to prosper. But you're God's beloved. Is that true?
Yes.
Did he say that?
Yes.
Over 40 times he said it in the New Testament. So is it true?
Yes.
Point yourself again. Say, I cannot forget. I'm God's beloved. He wants me to prosper. Okay, so he didn't get into strife, but he didn't give up. He didn't say, well, I'm just going to quit trying. You know, the devil's always on my track. I'm just going to quit trying. He held in. Stayed true to God and started another well. Never give up. The game is not over till you win. That's God's will for you. The game is not over till you win. But if you give up, you could not win what God has for you. He digs another well, and this well, the Philistines didn't come and bother him. And then he named this well, the Lord has made room for us. You know what? The enemy may try to steal, but God will make room for you because he wants you to win. And that's so key. In this chapter 26, it's really something because Abimelech now, the king of the Philistines, the one who lied to, the one who told him, move away from my people, you're causing envy and problems, says to him, it's very obvious that God is with you. Very obvious that God is with you. And we would like you to move back with us. Because we believe if God can prosper you and you live near us, it will make us prosper. You know, prosperity is a good testimony. when we're just squeezing it out and it's just so hard, that doesn't attract people. But when you prosper, people will begin to ask you questions. Well, why do you prosper? Why does this happen? I just don't understand this. I have a lot of people who say to me, why don't they kill you in Muslim countries? You're a woman, you know, and you're a Christian. Why don't they kill you? I don't know. I just keep my eyes on Jesus, and they absolutely love me. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your eyes on Jesus, because people will be attracted to you because they'll see Jesus working in you. Amen? Okay, so let's go on. So they come and they settle together because he's such a testimony. And then something else God does that I think is so wonderful. He speaks to him and gives him a revelation. He says to him, you know how your father prospered and how I said his seed would be like the dust of the earth and the sands of the sea? He said, remember how that happened? He said, I'm giving you the same promise your father had. You, and he speaks to him with a wonderful revelation. When you follow God, you keep your eyes on Jesus in dark times, keep your eyes on him. He can give you revelation knowledge to cause you to prosper. Amen? You say, well, do you know how dark my time is? No, I don't know how dark, but I know that he has a revelation if we'll keep our eyes on him.
See, I love this portion of scripture. I love Genesis 26, because even in this whole passage, we see Isaac in blessing and terrible circumstances, and he makes mistakes. But then at the very end, we see him in covenant. And we see that he and the blessings that God gave him are acknowledged by the people around him. And he's justified. The story has a good ending. You know, one of the things that my grandmother says is, it's not over until you win. And maybe you're watching today and you feel really much like you're in that place of struggle. You're in that place of difficulty. Well, then your story is not over. God gets the final say, and he's not done telling your story. So lean into obedience, lean into his grace, receive what he has for you, and begin walking in the blessing, even in the middle of dark times. Also, make sure you get to your copy of The Harvest and the Famine. This is my grandmother's book, and it's such an amazing tool for you to use, even in the middle of dark seasons, and even in the middle of struggles and tribulations, you can still receive harvest. You can get harvest in every famine in your life. Maybe you're experiencing a famine in your finances, or maybe even in your health. You haven't had a good health day in a while. I feel like there's somebody watching and you have pain in your back and you haven't had relief from this pain for many years. God has healing for you. God has harvest in the middle of famines. So please call or go on the website. God wants you to receive the healing, to receive the breakthrough that he has for you. Thank you so much for joining us today on Today with Marilyn and Sarah. We learned all about Isaac in Genesis 26 and how you can receive healing in your famine. Have a great day.